Chapter 10. Michael's Plan. I pushed through the crowd until I could clearly see the three figures. I recognized one of them, old Fanny, the beggar woman. Another was a little boy, not much older than 5 or 6. I shook my head in disbelief. This could not be happening. Then I saw my father walk towards the hangman, ready to give the terrible order. I ran to him and cried, "Father, you must stop this right now. You can't execute these people. It's all a lie, don't you see?" My father turned to me in anger. "Son, don't be impertinent," he said. "Stop talking nonsense." "I don't care, father. Fanny is innocent," I shouted. "Yes, she's a little mad, but so what? And that little boy, how can such a young child be guilty of any evil? These people are all innocent." "Michael, these witches have been tried by the court and found guilty," my father declared in a serious voice. "We must purify our society of this evil once and for all." "Evil?" I repeated. "You're evil, father. What you're doing is evil." But my father wouldn't listen. He gave the order, and the three were hanged. I couldn't see anything because tears were rolling down my cheeks. Sarah was right, I thought. Why hadn't I said or done something sooner? By doing nothing, I had allowed these horrible things to happen in my town. And then a terrible thought occurred to me. Sarah would be next. I ran to the jail and rang the bell at the gate. The guard approached. "What do you want?" he asked. "I need to visit one of the prisoners," I said. "I'm sorry, but the prisoners aren't allowed any visitors," said the guard. "Only Minister Finch is allowed in, to give religious support and hear the prisoners' confessions." "Just give me 5 minutes," I begged. "I'm sorry, but those are the rules," he replied. Frustrated, I walked around the back of the prison and saw the windows of the cells. I found a box and used it to climb up and look inside the windows. The first two cells were empty. But when I looked in the third window, I saw Sarah sitting on the floor, her head low. She looked exhausted and frightened. "Hey, you!" the prison guard shouted. I lost my balance and fell from the box, hurting my foot badly. As the guard ran towards me, I got up and moved away as fast as I could, in spite of my bad foot. Luckily, the guard was old and slow, and I managed to run away. At home, I lay on my bed in turmoil. How could I get Sarah out of prison before she was hanged? I was furious with Abigail for all the terrible things she had said and done. She was responsible for the trouble in the town. Her jealousy of Sarah had put my beloved friend in this dangerous situation. I knew the answer now. I returned to Abigail's house, pleased to see that her friends had gone, and she was alone in the house. "Abigail, I'll never forgive you for what you did to Sarah," I shouted. "I can't believe you're so jealous that you would put an innocent person in prison. You don't care if they hang her, do you?" "Innocent? I'm not so sure Sarah is innocent," Abigail replied. "We both know she is," I replied angrily. "And now you're going to put it right." "Really?" Abigail said maliciously. "Why should I do that?" "Because I know it was you who organized the dance in the forest. My sister Elizabeth told me. She's going to tell my father the truth. He's the governor of this town, and you'll be in a lot of trouble." "It'll be her word against mine," Abigail said insolently. "My father will believe Elizabeth, I repeated with certainty. My sister never lies. For the first time, Abigail hesitated. Please, Michael, don't say anything. It will be the end of me in this town. But you've caused the end of many other people here. Sarah's in prison because of you. She'll be hanged. Do you understand that? Abigail sat motionless. I never meant for all this to happen, she said weakly. It just got out of control. Well, you're going to help me put this right and help Sarah, I said. How am I going to do that? Abigail asked. Listen carefully, I said. I've got a plan.